Will, good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our book pick segment, a segment I look forward to each and every week, and especially this week because my dear friend Connie Brooks is with us. She is from Battenkill Books in Cambridge, New York, and has an amazing list of books for us. She has traveled all around the literary globe, as much as you can do these days, metaphorically, of course, to collect these wonderful books and spending lots of time reading and studying, and she joins us this Tuesday morning with a wonderful list. Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine. It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad all is well. So I've been asking everybody this as we've been doing book picks since this pandemic struck, of how are you operating? How is business going and all that good stuff?
Sure. So we are operating as the owner of the store. I can be on site and I can fulfill orders. So we are trying to do the best that we can with that. We do offer curbside pickup right now, and I'm also shipping books like crazy. That is definitely keeping me busy, and it's keeping the store at what I would call an even keel, so that when we can reopen and we can bring the staff back, we should be in a position to be healthy and be a strong bookstore for everyone.
Yeah. So, and you've got people can curbside it. They get books out of the book cooler. Which
the book
is
cooler, indeed.
Yes. I've become very friendly with the book cooler. it's a great idea. It's very nice.
Yes. And folks can order online. They can order, they can email us, they can call. Online's the best. Just because then I get both the order and the payment all in one beautiful move, which is great.
That's right. We'll try to expedite all of this as much as we can.
Right.
All right, let's go to your wonderful list and begin with what?
All right, so I start with three novels that are going to take us from Plymouth Plantation to the Civil War to modern day. And first up is Beheld, a novel by Tara Shay Nesbitt, which is set 10 years after the Mayflower Pilgrims landed on rocky, unfamiliar soil. Plymouth, it turns out, is not the haven its inhabitants had imagined. Seemingly established on a dream of religious freedom, in reality, the settlement is led by fervent Puritans who prohibit the residents from living, trading, and worshiping as they choose. Nesbitt reframes the story of the Pilgrims by way of the previously unheard voices of two women of very different status and means. Nesbitt evokes a vivid, ominous Plymouth, populated by famous and unknown characters alike, each with conflicting desires and questionable behavior. Beheld is about a murder and a trial, and the motivations, both personal and political, that cause people to act in unsavory ways. It is also an intimate portrait of love, motherhood, and friendship that asks, whose stories are believed and get told over time? Who gets punished because of them?
All right, and the name of the book is?
That is Beheld by Tara Shay Nesbitt.
By Tara Shay Nesbitt, Beheld. Okay, next up.
So Paulette Giles is the best-selling author of News of the World and Enemy Women, and she returns to Texas with her new novel, Simon the Fiddler, a story set at the end of the Civil War about an itinerant fiddle player, a ragtag band of musicians with whom he travels, and the young Irish woman who steals his heart. In March 1865, the long and bitter war between the states is winding down. Till now, 23-year-old Simon Boudelin has evaded military duty thanks to his slight stature, youthful appearance, and utter lack of compunction about bending the truth. But following a barroom brawl in Victoria, Texas, Simon finds himself conscripted into the Confederate Army. Luckily, his talent with a fiddle gets him a comparatively easy position in a regimental band. Weeks later, on the eve of the Confederate surrender, Simon and his bandmates are called to play for officers and their families from both sides of the conflict. There, the audacious fiddler notices the lovely Doris Mary Ahern, an indentured young woman from Ireland who is governess to a Union colonel's daughter. After the surrender, Simon and Doris go their separate ways. He will travel around Texas seeking fame and fortune as a musician. She must accompany the colonel's family to finish her 3 years of service. But Simon cannot forget the fair Irish maiden and vows that someday he will find her again.
Simon the Fiddler by Paulette Giles. Okay, next up.
So next, from the author of Schroeder, Sea Wife by Amity Gage is a sophisticated literary page-turner about a young family who escapes suburbia for a year-long sailing trip that upends all of their lives. Julia is failing to juggle motherhood and her stalled-out dissertation when her husband, Michael, informs her that he wants to leave his job and buy a sailboat. With their two kids, age 7 and age 2, they set off for Panama, where their 44-foot sailboat awaits them. The initial result is transformative. The marriage is given a gust of energy. Juliet emerges from her depression, and the children quickly embrace the joys of being feral children at sea. Despite the stresses of being novice sailors, the family learns to crew the boat on the ever-changing sea. The vast horizons and isolated islands offer Juliet and Michael reprieve until they are tested by the unforeseen. Sea Wife is told in gripping dual perspectives, Juliet's first-person narration after the journey as she struggles to come to terms with the events that unfolded at sea, and Michael's captain's log, which provides a riveting slow-motion account of these same inexorable events.
The name of the book is Sea Wife by Amity Gage. Next up.
This is Notes from an Apocalypse, A Personal Journey to the End of the World and Back by Mark O'Connell. This is a book about our anxious present and coming to grips with the future. We're alive in a time of worst-case scenarios. Climate change, post-war alliances are in question, a pandemic. Everywhere you look, there are difficult realities. How is a person supposed to live in the shadow of such a grim future? What does it mean to have children? Nothing if not an act of hope in such unsettled times. What might it be like to live through the worst? Dublin-based writer Mark O'Connell throws himself into these questions, and he crosses the globe in pursuit of answers. He tours survival bunkers in South Dakota. He ventures to New Zealand, a favored retreat of billionaires banking on civilization's collapse. He engages with would-be Mars colonists, preppers, and right-wing conspiracists. And he bears witness to those places, like Chernobyl, that the future has already visited, real-life portraits at the end of the world as we know it.
It is Notes from an Apocalypse by Mark O'Connell. All right.
And then I have Bird Therapy by Joe Harkness. Following years of mental illness and substance abuse, Joe Harkness suffered a breakdown in 2013. To begin to heal, he tried all the things his doctor recommended. Medication helped, counseling was enlightening, and mindfulness grounded him. But a chance observation of some buzzards in flight near his home set him on a path he couldn't have foreseen. It turned out that for Joe, a rediscovery of nature, and bird watching in particular, brought him a peace and joy that little had before. Soon, every avian encounter took him one step closer to accepting himself. Time in nature gave him space to reflect. The positive change in his well-being was so profound that he started a blog to record his experience. Birdwatching is a hobby open to rural and city dwellers alike, especially now when we are all forced to slow down. Perhaps Joe's book is a reminder to observe deeply what is right outside our windows. The weather patterns, feather markings, and bird migration are all, as Joe has written, topics to escape into.
Bird Therapy by Joe Harkness.
Am I running up against time, Joe?
No, you are fine, actually.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. So I have two more books. I have Allison Roman's Dining In, Highly Cookable Recipes, which may have been published in 2017, but it was made for 2020. Her recipes show that simple doesn't have to be uninspired and that casual doesn't need to equal boring. Dining In is all about building flavor and saving time. Her 125 recipes are full of quick trick techniques like slathering roast chicken in anchovy butter, roasting citrus to ramp up the flavor, and keeping boiled potatoes in the fridge for instant crispy smashed potatoes. There is a timely focus on make-at-home condiments such as seed mixtures, brines, spicy oils, salsas, pickles, and breadcrumbs. Roman preaches that dining in can bring you just as much joy as eating out. So if not now, then when?
That's absolutely true. Dining
absolutely
in,
true.
Highly Cookable Recipes by Allison Roman. All right.
And then my last one is a book for children. Set in Depression-era Maine, the middle grade novel Echo Mountain by Lauren Wolk is a nuanced and powerful tale of resilience. When the Great Depression takes almost everything they own, Ellie's family is forced to leave their home in town and start over in the rugged forests of nearby Echo Mountain. Ellie discovers a welcome freedom and a love of the natural world in her new life on the mountain. But tragedy strikes, and the family struggles with the aftermath of an accident that has left Ellie's father in a coma. An accident unfairly blamed on Ellie. Determined to help her father, Ellie will make her way to the top of the mountain in search of the healing secrets of a woman known only as the Hag. But the healer and the mountains still have many untold stories left to reveal, and with them, a fresh chance at happiness.
The name of the book is Echo Mountain. Lauren Wolk is the author. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, we don't have many events coming up, but we do have, we actually have been holding our fiction book club on Zoom. So if anybody out there wants to join us for a book club discussion May 7th at 6:30, we will be discussing Ghostwall by Sarah Moss. Just email me at connie@battenkillbooks.com for details, and we would be happy to Zoom with you.
Excellent. Very, very cool. Well, for more information on the Bat and Kill bookstore in Cambridge, New York, you can go to battenkillbooks.com. battenkillbooks.com. Check them out. And Connie, it's always wonderful to have you on the program. Best of luck, and great to hear your voice.
All right. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, battenkillbooks.com. You can also find all of our book picks on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Just look for book picks and you can find it there. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.